The Lord, My Banner. As the people of Israel continued to move towards Mount Sinai, they camped at a place that had no water. They once again complained to Moses, "Why did you bring us here to die? At least in Egypt we had water. Is the Lord really with us?" Moses yelled at the Lord, "What am I to do with these people? I bring them here, and now they're about to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Take your staff and stand in front of the people. Have some of the elders with you. I'll stand in front of the rock. Hit the rock and water will come out so the people can drink." Moses did as the Lord commanded and hit the rock. Water gushed out. It was enough for all the people and the livestock. While they were at the same location, the people of Amalek attacked them. Moses told Joshua to organize the men for battle. Moses then stood on the side of the hill and held his hands in the air. As long as his hands were high in the air, Joshua was victorious. But when his hands came down, the people of Amalek started winning. Moses' arms became tired and heavy, so he sat on a stone with Aaron and Hur on each side. They supported his hands so he could keep them high in the air. The three men stayed there until the sun went down, and Joshua was victorious over Amalek. Moses then built a monument and called it "The Lord, My Banner." Jethro, the father-in-law of Moses, had watched over his daughter and her two sons while Moses was in Egypt. He brought them back once the Israelites camped at Mount Sinai. Moses went out to greet his family. He told Jethro about what the Lord had done for the people of Israel and how God's hand was against Pharaoh and the Egyptians. He also shared some of their hardships and how the Lord delivered them. Jethro then led the people in a sacrifice to God. The next day, Moses sat down to do his work as a judge for the people. Jethro watched as the people came with every dispute they had, great and small. It was up to Moses to decide who was right in each case. This went on all day. As he was judging, Moses was also teaching God's laws to the people. That evening, Jethro said, "What you're doing isn't good. You're wearing yourself down as well as the people. You need to realize that this is too big of a job for one man to handle. Here is some advice, and I believe it's God's will for you. It's your job to teach the people about the Lord and His commandments. You're also to represent their needs to God. You must keep yourself free to do this. So select some good men who fear God. Oh, make sure that they don't take bribes. You see, if they do, the people won't trust them. Place them in different levels over one another. Their full-time job should be judging the people. They're to deal with everyday problems while bringing the more difficult conflicts to you. The people will be happy with this, but mainly it frees you to do God's will." Moses listened to this advice and followed it. He chose qualified men and placed them in different levels of responsibility. These men devoted themselves to their new task. Still, all of the difficult cases were still brought to Moses. After all this was done, Moses said goodbye to his father-in-law, and Jethro went home.